Quack.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Anthony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new social housing contracts have been awarded to elite Bayside suburbs to aid in their current housing shortage. The buildings will be either one or two bedroom units designed to be used by elderly Australians and those with disabilities. The proposal will see 43 new homes being built at locations in Wellington Point and Alexandra Hills.
Three Circles Mayor George Seymour has proposed a ban on under 12 children from camping in unfenced areas on Fraser Island following a spate of dingo attacks. The dingo, also known as a Wongari, bit a 4-year-old girl and caused a cut in her chest earlier this month. The mayor expressed his concern about children's preservation and the island's wilderness, given that many of this year's dingo incidents have involved young children. Environment Minister Leanne Liat also reminded people to reduce the risk of attack by following the rules.
In national news, beekeepers around the country are in crisis as native flowers are not blooming as well as they usually do due to increasingly dry winter conditions. This has resulted in bees being starved for pollen and in turn abandoning their hives in search of better yield. Dr. Liz Harbour, an academic from the University of Western Australia, explained, honeybees are an indicator species, and by observing their inability to cope with the environmental conditions, we know that other species are also under ecological pressure.
Hundreds of Uber drivers around the country struck yesterday, protesting the new fare structure implemented by their company last week. Under this new structure, there has been around a 3% reduction in fare prices nationwide. But according to some drivers, their commission has been cut by up to 30% on some trips. In response to the backlash, an Uber spokesperson explained that the company expects the platform to increase fare demand, which will balance the new lower pay for drivers overall.
In international news, Typhoon Shanshan hit southern Japan yesterday with heavy rainfall and strong winds. It is the strongest typhoon of the year in Japan and has caused at least 3 deaths and cut off powers of more than 254,000 houses. In consideration of possible flooding and landslides, 5.3 million residents from the storm's path in the southern island of Kyushu and some parts of central Japan are advised to evacuate.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 7. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.o.au/news.